Marshall's song, "We throw open the doors of the church by the side of the road to you, and we are so glad that you are here. Many of you do not attend church anywhere else, and some of you cannot get out to attend. And so we are glad to have this service especially for you. The church by the side of the road is everybody's church. And so regardless of who you are or where you are, we invite you to write us if you have a burden, a problem, or a need. When you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan." Now, here is Carol to sing.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh hear the angel voices, oh night divine, oh night when Christ was born, oh night, oh holy night, oh night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, oh praise his name forever, his power and glory evermore proclaim, his power and glory.
Today, we are in the midst of a most joyous and happy season. Time will not stand still, but rushes us on with the marching days until we scarcely have time to think. But my friend, I wonder if you have ever stopped to think what the world would be like if Christ had not come. Let us draw back the curtains of time to the day 1900 years ago, and visualize what the intervening centuries would have brought forth if Christ had not been born. 400 years had passed since the prophet had spoken, and the world was still living on in silence without hearing the voice of God through his messengers, the prophets. Their rituals, their laws and ceremonies were all they had to cling to. No star would have swung from its heavenly mooring. The little town of Bethlehem would have slept on in darkness if Christ had not come. Who was the God who had promised the Redeemer and had failed? The wise men, the shepherds, and the people would have cried if Christ had not come. Back to the gods of wood and stone, back to the heathen customs, back to the tortures and crimes in the name of a religion, they would have gone if Christ had not come. Generations would have come and gone. Each would have slipped over the brink into the bottomless pit of despair. The hope for a Messiah would have changed to bitterness. the scrolls of the prophets, the scriptures, would have been cast away if Christ had not come. The impenetrable shadows of heathen darkness would have encircled the earth if Christ had not come. Today, we in America would be caught in the crushing, choking, relentless grasp of the dark hand of ignorance and idol worship if Christ had not come. Before gods of our own making we would bow. To gods that cannot hear we would be praying. From gods that have neither feeling nor power we would be seeking comfort, help, and healing if Christ had not come. The bridge which spans the fearful gulf of sin would never have been made, and we would be sinners unable to help ourselves if Christ had not come. There would be no forgiveness of sins, no atonement, no faith, no hope, no healing if Christ had not come. There would be no hope of life beyond the grave, no hope of meeting our loved ones if Christ had not come. But thank God, Christ did come just in time, at the very time the scriptures had prophesied. The wise men started out before he was born to find him, for the stars, according to their knowledge of astrology, told them when he was to be born. The priests knew, according to the scriptures, where he was to be born. The stars in the sky, the angels of heaven, all of God's universe coordinated in heralding the birth of the Prince of Peace. Because Christ did come, the shepherds worshipped him, not in a great temple, but in a lowly stable. Because Christ did come, the radiance of his glory has beamed upon all mankind, making it possible for all to share in the salvation, freedom, blessing, and glory and peace that Jesus brought. Because Christ did come, we have salvation through the blood of his cross, healing by his stripes, redemption through his atonement. Because Christ did come, his word stands forever unshaken and true, it shall never pass away. Because Christ did come, we have a deliverer who will lead us victoriously through every battle of life. Because Christ did come, we have the oil of gladness to brighten up our way. We have the balm of Gilead to heal our wounded hearts and broken bodies. We have the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley to fill our lives with fragrance. Because Christ did come, we have the bright and morning star to shed light upon our pathway. Christ came. Now he is the door of the sheepfold. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, whosoever will may come to him. A favorite verse of mine is, though Christ a thousand times in Bethlehem be born, if he is not born in thee, thy life is still forlorn. My friend, Christ came to meet your need. If you need him as Savior, if you need him as your friend, as your Redeemer, as your Healer, as your deliverer, he will meet that need if you will look to him now. Won't you bow your head with me and our Father as heads are bowed in radio land today? Grant that the door of many a heart shall swing open and let Jesus, the Prince of Glory, in. And our Father, we ask that you will bring salvation, healing, peace, deliverance. Meet the need of all of our friends who are listening in. We ask in thy name. Amen.
Oh, tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains, multitudes of people around the world, Christ has not come yet as far as they are concerned, all because they do not know about him, for they have never heard the gospel message even once. The greatest gift that we could give to Jesus is to tell the unreached of his great salvation. The doors of worldwide radio are open to us to do just that, to spread the gospel around the world to the multitudes who have never heard, in other countries and on other continents. But friend, we cannot do it alone. But you could help us by your prayers and by your support. It costs a lot to broadcast, but I know of no other way where so many can be reached so quickly and for so little. This program is going to many millions now, but we have the opportunity to put it around the world. Friend, if you would like to have a part in this great missionary work of faith, why don't you include the Church by the Side of the Road broadcast in your missionary pledge for the coming year? The doors are open to this broadcast, and the doors are open to you. So you and I can do it together, if we will. Friend, I will do it. And will you help me to spread the gospel around the world? Why don't you sit down now and write me a letter today and tell me that you are praying and that you are interested? Friend, write us, and we will write and tell you what you want to know. When you write, address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan. Edna Jean Horn, East Main Street, Ionia, I-O-N-I-A, Michigan.
Oh, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and earth.